Welcome, welcome, you guys. We've got a great bonus for you with Linda Tellington-Jones, Eleanor Silverstein, and myself, Sandy Rakowitz. We're going to be talking about the nine elements and the basic one and a quarter circle with some really great nuances, really important pieces for you. And two of the elements in particular that we'll be focusing on, pressure and tempo, a few other things. And then we've got an awesome guest that we're bringing in to share with you an amazing story about what happened to her and how she used all of this to T-Touches, of course, to help herself. And without further ado, here's Linda.
One of the things that I want to keep reminding you throughout this class is the fact that without knowing all these details, people have been very successful in just moving the skin gently in one and a quarter circles. But the more you know, the reason it's so learnable, so teachable, is that we have these nine elements and we have all the different parts of our hands that we use and we have philosophy. Now with the nine elements, I want to, for those, because we have many, many people here who have known this work for many years, who are with us among all of you. And I want you to just think about the basic one and a quarter circle, which is actually a spiral, which is the golden circle, which we're going to be talking about more deeply in the class. But it's moving the tissue in one circle and a quarter. And I want you to remind you, because I've had people who've been to all the trainings and somehow still didn't get the fact that you take this imaginary clock off the wall like you have in your school, and you just put it on your body. In this case, I'm going to put it on my arm, and I'm going to imagine on the arm the 6 o'clock toward the wrist as though my arms were hanging down, as though I was standing upright. Because that's the way the muscles lie in the body. So I'm going to catch the skin at my imaginary clock. Yeah. And actually, I'm going to remind you, and this is for those of you who really want to understand this work, we imagine the face of this clock. And when we imagine, we activate the right brain. And why is that important? Because that brings us to a place of compassion, understanding, intuition, creativity, healing, you know? And the reason, you see, I catch the tissue, my 6 o'clock is imaginary here on this arm. At six, I make a quarter arc. I move the tissue in this gentle quarter arc. Just do it on your own arm from 6 to 9. And then look at my fingers. Watch how my fingers start to straighten as I go up toward 12, over to 3, and then curve again at 6 and back to 9. Now the fact that I make this exactly one and a quarter circle, I'm going to, at some point, we're going to give you a little extra information and tell you how I came to that, because it's part of the magic of this work, actually, is the intuitive listening developing. It took a while for me to get from, you know, divine source, wait a minute, what is the magic of this? And so you don't have to do it with your fingers like this. If you have issues with joints, don't worry. You can just take the side of your head, curve softly so that this part is soft, and move skin in one and a quarter circles. Now I'm going to remind you, because I've heard, it's always a discussion, left or right, clockwise or counterclockwise. So I'm want you to try both ways, going from 6 to your imaginary 9 and around 1 and a quarter, and then go the other direction. Because for some of you, it will be one way, and for some it will be the other, and that will change from time to time. So trust that. Sandy and Eleanor, both jump in, because we have this opportunity to really deepen here.
Yeah, so I just want to clarify for people, especially for people who are new to the work, that you're describing the basic one and a quarter circle, first describing doing it with the fingertips and going 1 and 1/4 times around the circle. And that then You can also use that same shape of the 1 1/4 circle and experiment and explore using different surfaces of your hands, right? Yeah, I just wanted to clarify that because for people who are just learning, we do have a number of people who are in our program who are just, that this is their introduction to doing this.
Yes, thank you. So it's really important, Sandy. And as Sandy said, you could use the back of your hand, you could use the side of your wrist. It doesn't matter as long as you move the tissue. And the 1 1/4 circle is important because when you come to that spot, that stop at the 1 1/4, either a 3, if you're doing this counterclockwise, or at 9, we have to stay present. Mm-hmm. Stay present. And when you stay present, we give awareness and just to this, what we call a mindful pause. And in that mindful pause, you stay there. You stay present. And that staying present, whether it's on your own body or on the body of another person or an animal, staying present brings you to what we'll be talking about more, to that place of stillness, that still point.
Great. And that also to note that when we're talking about the technique and just learning the basic 1 1/4 circle, it's really important to, as Linda was saying, about the orientation, you know, like where you start that 6 and so that, like, if you're standing up, your wrist is hanging down, as she was saying, and the muscle, can you talk about why we start at 6 and come around to 9 with the, instead of going the opposite way?
Yes, that why we an arc to 9, and that many people in the movement of the circle, in the 1 second circle, which I'm going to talk about in a moment, about the tempo of the movement around the face of the clock. Many people go from 6, juk, up to 9, and then around. So it's the arcing of the circle. Now, whenever I'll be doing a demo and someone will say, well, why do you start at 6? Why not start at the top? Why not start at 12? Just try it. Because if you start at 12 and arc down to 3, if you're going in a clockwise direction, it pulls. When you start at 6 and go up, the tissue releases and it's like a release from the effects of gravity. And it's much easier to connect in this way. Much easier. I want to point out for those of you who, well, for all of you at all levels, this basic 1 1/4 circle, imagining the face of the clock with the numbers on the clock, by imagining the numbers, anything to do with numbers activates the logical part of the brain, the left brain. And we need that. We couldn't be here. We couldn't afford to be here. We couldn't have a computer if we didn't have that logical part of the brain. But that's what most people, unless you went to a Waldorf school or one of the such mm-hmm. schools, we were taught mostly pretty much all left brain. And we need this right brain. This anytime you imagine something, imagining activates the right brain. And again, I want you to actually please write this down, because activation from the right brain gives us the opportunity for compassion, for intuition, and for creativity and for feeling. So I'm just quite a while to spend on this, but it's the basic principle of this work, that there's an activation of the whole brain. That's what we're looking at. Now, pressure, we talked about already a little. And this pressure we got, you know, by feeling the 1, 2, and 3 pressure. We can go back and review this. The point is here, if I want to like go deep into the body, into the muscular system, that's where we think we have to really feel it. And that's where we're going to be talking about this, the difference in the light contact of the 1, 2, and 3 pressures activates the oxytocin, the feel-good hormone, or it's now it's now called the trust, also referred to as the trust hormone, which is really interesting, by Bruce Lipton. So I want to now talk a little about tempo. And actually, with the pressure, just the one pressure, just enough to move the tissue in a circle and a quarter, actually talks to the cells at the level of cellular communication. And let us now add into this, because I have not been teaching this in any of the animal courses. In the human courses, I've been referring to it, but the fact is we are connecting to this divine consciousness, this source consciousness. What do you think, and this is one of the goals of this 90 days, is to have us realize that what is running this whole amazing universe that we call our bodies is that source intelligence, that divine spark in every cell in the body. And that is a miracle. And I am certain that this is why we're able to, and a child, anybody can just by moving in this magical golden spiral, 1 1/4 circles, we just support the body in its brilliance for knowing how to keep us being all we can be.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask you a question, Linda?
Yes.
About pressure. Since we've been talking about it, can you just do a quick review about the amount of pressure and how people gauge that?
Yeah, good idea. And I found this in around the world. I mean, this work is in 37 countries that I know of. And the fact is, it's so close when you say, how would you judge this to be? They're really close. Now, in some of my books, I say go to this area just under the eye, the soft tissue, but it's much clearer. And the feedback is that, it's way clearer if we go as I originally started on the eyelid itself. Now, support the elbow so you're not using muscles to hold your arm up there. And then I make a little connection with the thumb on the cheek. And for those of you who are out there teaching this, I really, when you go step by step and bring the logical process into this, that is an activation support of whole brain activity. That's what we're looking for. Now, with my forefinger, because this is like a very light, I make a connection with the skin on my eyelid. And I can even do this with contacts on, because that's how light it is. No, you're just with the lightest possible contact, you move the tissue in 1 1/4 circles. Try both directions. Go the other direction. And some of you will prefer one way, some the other. And to some, it doesn't matter. Each of us is different. So I do it with the lightest possible contact. Now, this is our 1 1/1 pressure, rather. And there is a lighter pressure. If you have a broken bone or you have a fresh injury, I will tell you, it's less than 1. It's just barely moving, but do. Okay, now come like this to your arm. Put your thumb underneath, because this connection with the thumb is like a stabilizer, like a connector. And it's different than if we don't have the thumb on. So try it both ways. You just explore. I'm just going to have you gently rest your fingers. And actually, don't rest your fingers. I'm sorry. Just make a contact and support the weight of your own hand. This is without the thumb here. Just to try it first. And then put all very lightly, connect with all fingers, but just try this first with 1 forefinger as lightly as you can. Now, that's your 1. Now make the same light connection with the thumb underneath. I don't know if you can see this. And now, just allowing the other fingers just to be there, but I put the emphasis for the moment just on this forefinger. How can you move in the lightest possible way? That's your 1 pressure. Let's go back to the cheekbone. And you can play with this after, and I really recommend that you do it. Now I find this ridge of the cheekbone here. And I use my middle finger. Again, I connect with the thumb. I'm holding the elbow, connecting with the thumb. And just allowing these other fingers to just be there. I have contact with my forefinger, with my ring finger. Just allow that little finger shorter. So it's not on right now. But my middle finger moves around in this one circle or five quarter circles, five arcs, or this golden spiral. I want you to, some of you will Google this and see what we're talking about. It's magic of the universe. Now, where I can feel this all the way around clearly, and I say, hello, hello bone, hello cheekbone. And I really talk to those cells. That's your three pressure. Now, just while we're here, go back to the eyelid. Feel how light that one is. Now, go again to the cheekbone. And feel a connection, a comfortable connection. And I just, as I was thinking about you all, I pressed a little harder, which would have been a four, and my body said, what? Not too much. So we've got your one and your three, and as you can see, the two is in between. Back to your arm. I connect the thumb under, I curve my fingers, and I now allow these fingers to move with the middle finger. And remember, I'm supporting the weight of my own hand. I'm not resting and then doing that. If I would rest, and just resting the hand is already a three and a half. No. Get your three. Now, if I want to go deeper, because some people, well, in an area, or you may feel on yourself, I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper. Instead of pressing harder, because that, like the cells, I feel go, what? Tip your fingers a little, and now you can go in more with the fingertips. And right back, which we're going to be doing in showing you how to move around this area that bothers so many people. You see, I'm doing like a five right there. So you can, let's just put this in here. Now, always please be careful, be respectful of these joints. So don't ever press your fingers down so that you put pressure on the joints. Keep them curved. And if this is not comfortable, or if you can't reach this and you're thinking, I can't do this, imagine it. Or use the side, use any part of your hand. It's not important. The main thing is to stay present, make this one and a quarter golden spiral, what we call our basic two-touch circle. Let's just think about that a moment. And this is what we began with, the heart hugs, this one and a quarter circle in between. And I'm just sending gratitude to all of you right now for being here. I'm going to do one in the other direction. Yeah, and just to check the body and says, no, not today. Now, let's go to tempo. We've got the pressure. Oh, by the way, what I didn't say, we have a 1 to 10 because there are some situations, and I in all the years I've been doing this since 1983 when I brought the circles consciously into the work, I've only worked with four people with a 10 pressure for maybe, four or five circles and straight in. And think about it. Most people prefer maybe a three or four. If you're a horseman, you may want more, but that's not necessarily true of guys. No. My husband, Roland, loves a two. Isn't that interesting? Because he can really feel his whole body. So let's go now from the pressure to the tempo. And the tempo is how long it takes to move the tissue around our circle and a quarter, around our golden spiral. So 1 second, 1/1000. We kind of did this in a, you know, not a very technical way. I'm sure maybe some of you will come up with a more technical, but it really has worked over many, many years. 1/1000, 1/1000, 1/1000, 1/1000. That is activated. Or if you're working on a part of you that is like it's a fresh injury and it's hurting, you might go twice as fast. Not everybody does, but I certainly do. Wow, man, I want to get this over as quickly as I can because it hurts, but it hurts anyway. And if I keep doing this in very, especially if I dip my fingers in water, that discomfort, that level of pain will release. And it's phenomenal.
So you mean when you dip your fingers in water so that you have the tips of your fingers are just moistened by that water and you do a circle, it has a calming or cooling effect? How would you describe that?
You just have to try it. I mean, you dip the pads. It's not the tips, it's the pads. You know, like this, the what we call the clouded leopard, for those of you who know it, like 2/3 of this first section of the fingers. And just put it water. Water, water, water. And I'll talk about that later, the effects. How I discovered it was actually working, advising on Skype a group in Haiti who were working with children with cholera. I remember when they had all that problem a few years ago. And I thought, oh my gosh, we can't use tea touch on the ears because it will heat them up too much. As soon as we put water, just dip the fingers in water, was no heat. And so then we discovered, wait a minute, wow, if you have a swelling or a bruise or an area that is closed, not open, and you dip that finger in water, those fingers in water, it works way faster. It's just, so you've got the 1 second circle is for awakening, awareness, bringing awareness, or as I said, even twice as fast, which we rarely do, except in the case like a broken bone or an injured knee in the beginning. Now, I'm going to do a 2 second circle. I catch on my imaginary clock here on my arm, I catch the tissue at 6. And just so, because some of you will prefer the other direction, I'm going to go in the opposite direction. Yeah, my body says, don't need that. Nope, gonna go the other way. And please know if that's for you, the other way. Trust yourself, do it. 1/1000, 2/1000. 1/1000, 2/1000. Now, my thumb is making the connection. I have the same level of contact with my thumb as I have with my fingers. And again, please remember, if you can't follow me, if you can't do this, imagine you're doing it. Or if your hands, fingers have various issues, you can do this with the side, with any part, and try different parts. Feel, see what you like the best. This is just what we've been doing for years, you know, with this, what we call the basic clouded leopard touch, but we'll be talking about that more in the next session, why we give it these names. So 1/1000, 2/1000, pause. This is where we bring this pause in, because when you pause, you allow the space for this communication. You activate, you give space for, it's called in cranial sacral work, it's referred to as the still point, and we're going to be bringing Sally Morgan in to talk about this in our classes, because that's her area of expertise, and she's been a T-Touch practitioner for 30 years, and has brought the cranial sacral work to the animal world. And to us, this is our 2 second circle. That 2 seconds brings the most awareness. It's the most peaceful and calming. If you have a situation where you're trying to go to sleep and you're really wanting to put yourself in this deep place, I catch with my thumb on my chin, I move the tissue 3 seconds. 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 1,000. And you notice my breathing. We're going to really bring that in the next section. Now, what we've discovered from those of our practitioners who are certified and work in hospital situations, when you move the tissue with these long pauses, 3 seconds around the face of the clock, we actually can lower blood pressure. You can do it on yourself. You can do this on your abdomen and long pauses. I bring the smile in always because, let's see, if I ask you, what hormones are activated by the smile? Serotonin, feel-good hormone, and oxytocin. We're really going to be talking about this. Now, for those of you who really love the slow circles, and I know that we have some of you do, just stay present in your 3 second circle and do a longer pause. Just explore this, like using the breath to stay present in the long pause. Now, one of the things that is really that we're bringing new into this immersion course is a concept. Talk to your cells. Know that we are addressing that, divine spark, that divine consciousness, that divine intelligence in every cell in the body. These cells that communicate with each other. When we have fear or pain, or dislike of an area, we actually interrupt or other that area. And this a statement by Roland McCready, from the director of research for HeartMath Institute, sent a paper out about 15 years ago. And when I read his statement that how we talk to ourselves affects the function of the cells, of the immune system, affects our immune system. And when I read that, literally a couple of sentences, I thought, wow, all these years I've been making this unconscious statement to myself, oh, Linda, that was stupid. And I made a decision, a promise in that time to stop doing that. Now, we can go one step farther, because if you have a part that you don't like, or it hurts, or you don't like the looks of it, we other it. It's not us. And as we've been doing in this process of Ho'oponopono, looking at the parts that we love, and then talking to the parts that we don't love, because they're painful, or you don't like the way they look, or maybe you've had some fear around that. Just in the process, remember, go to the parts that you love, thank them, and then start exploring these other parts with compassion, with feeling. And you may not even want to touch the area if it's painful. You may come off the body and work in the etheric field. That works just as well. So try that and start talking to that divine consciousness, that divine, that source energy, source consciousness in every cell in your body.
Whoa. Hey, Linda.
Yes.
Can you share a little bit about the work with preemies that Karen did and what was showing on the monitors? Because it's such an amazing example of this.
Yes, and it's so beautiful. Karen Freiling, who came to me in 2004, she was just graduated from the companion animal course, and said, because we always bring tea touch in whenever I teach a course into the animal courses or companion animals, and she said, we've got to make this a course for humans. Now, I'd already been teaching this for quite some time from the 80s for humans, but never thought about it as a certification course. So it was Karen who brought this and met with her mother, Hella Koss, and the support of Andre Freiling, her husband, and we taught together for 10 years. We taught these 6-week certification courses. And now Karen and Andre have taken it another level and they're doing this for professionals. And that's why we're bringing this T-Touch for you now. And so what Karen has done, some beautiful studies, you're going to be reading about them. One of them was with a hospital for paraplegics in Switzerland. It's the biggest hospital, and she's been teaching there for many years, teaching the staff. And what she found is that with the circular touches, they can heal bed sores way faster. Now, then the latest that she did was with preemies, and finding out when the nurses had a different attitude and saw that little being in a different way and just had a whole other level of just this lightest, like one circle, one pressure circle with a little two-second tempo and long pauses, that the monitors totally changed. And when the nurses, the caregivers, the nurses would do heart hugs that Karen led them through, that the monitors would change for free.
And here's Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Well, so
we had asked Karen to come in because in the original recording that we did, we had Marie Miller. And Marie is teaching right now in the UK tonight, so she couldn't come in. We'll bring her in again. But it was so poignant that with Marie, and this is what some of you heard when you were on the court, on the Zoom session, that Marie has been able to do the heart hug on herself and be able to travel, go out of her home to touch herself. Couldn't do any of this before, but we're going to bring her on. And we just wanted to bring Karen. I've already told some of your story, but I told about the preemies and the work with bed sores in the hospital in Switzerland. Can you just give us actually a self-help, because just a brief one, what you did with your knee, because this whole thing, this whole 90 days is really about self-help. And Karen had an amazing experience yesterday, right?
Yeah, just after the first session. And what I had in my mind was, especially the idea that we work with the cells very closely and that we are able to talk with them. And I remembered the story, what you told after you broke your wrist, you know, that you immediately talked to your cells. And I loved this story all the time. And yeah, then Yeah, I went to the rabbits and want to feed them and opened the gate and had the food bowls in my hand. And then a dog came, a Labrador cross, and I didn't know this dog. And he looked at my rabbit and seemed to want to eat it. And so I pushed my knee between the rabbit and the dog. This far it was fine, but then my patella was caught between the fence,
wires, like a
Wires. Yeah. It's a really stable fence, really.
Like a mesh.
No, it's not mesh. It's really hard. It's very solid. It's really
like
tough.
Like iron.
Yeah. And then my patella was sticking in there. And then I somehow, I don't know how, I managed to push the dog outside of the cage and close the gate. And then I managed to get my patella out of this iron fence. And then I had to sit down because I nearly collapsed, and I did ear work right away. I really touched my ears very fast, but very light, not so hard, but very fast. And then I did a heart hug, took a deep breath, and then I took my trousers up and looked at my knee, and I immediately told my cells, I really had in my mind that I told my cells, it's okay. This was really tough, but we can manage this. Okay. And I put my fingers into the water bowl of the rabbits and started to do tea touch all around the knee with the lying leopard touch. This felt the best, the lying leopard, and later the raccoon, but mostly the lying leopard. Combined with the snail's tail. And with the snail's tail, which is the quarterback from 9 to 6, I always thought, release. And I said to the cells, we can manage this. Let's work together. I'm here for you. I will help you. And when I did this talking, combined with the T-touches, immediately the pain level dropped from 10. It was really a 10. It was so hurting. I couldn't really breathe. And when I did the touches and did the talking, it dropped to 7. And it was really, really a good feeling. I was so relieved. My Sheltie boy was sitting in front of the fence, and he was growling to everyone who come near. And when I left the cage and I was limping, he was always by my side. He licked my knee. He really said, everyone, don't touch her. Don't touch her. You go away. It was so sweet. I can send a picture of him too. It's so, so sweet. And after half an hour, I did T-touch all the time, and always the talking. And then after half an hour, I was able to drive 1 hour to my client with the dog. And I did 2 hours training with the dog and the owner.
With this the dog that you were rehoming with him, is that right? Just so they
right. It was
not your Sheltie.
Was a Deutsch Kurzhaar, which is a hunting dog, a German hunting dog. And the family got him. It was a rescue dog, and they got him, and they thought, oh yeah, he will be with us like all our other dogs. And they had no clue what type of dog a German short hair, Deutsch Kurzhaar, is. They are really like clowns. They are really powerful, really sometimes hyperactive dogs. And very high energy, really. And he came right away from Spain. So, and he ran around the house. They're really wealthy people. They had this It was a special kind of lamp from China. Really expensive.
Come back to yourselves because we just have a limited time. Yeah.
So we rehomed him. So they are fine now because he was with me since 2 months now. And he's a really great dog. And when I drove home, I did T-touches on the knee again. And when I came home, the pain level was around 5. I was still limping, but it was okay. And I could sleep. That was great. And on the next day, it was also fine. I thought maybe it will swell overnight or maybe it will be hard the next morning, but it was completely fine. And now you can see a blue spot. I can send you a picture afterwards, but it's fine. It's not inside. There's nothing. It's no liquid in the joint, I think. It's just outside like a normal blue spot or something.
I just have one question to ask. When you initially, because Linda just finished talking about the speed, of the touches. And we talked about, as we know, that when we have an initial bang to the body injury, we make it quickly and light. You said you went slowly, or what speed did you go as you were dipping your fingers into the rabbit water and doing the touch around your knee?
I would say first it was a 1 second T-touch, and afterwards 2 seconds, but after a time when I could breathe again. First it was very fast. Yeah. And the pressure was surprisingly firm. I did it a 1 to 2. And I think this is a firm touch for this kind of injury. But it felt good. It felt good. And I trusted my body.
Yeah. And that's so beautiful. Because the fact is, it hurts anyway.
Yeah, right. So these were exactly the words which I had in my head. Linda always said, oh, it hurts anyway, just do the T-touch.
And as long as you do it lightly, as you say, I mean, that light 1 or 2 pressure is very little. It's just moving the tissue. It's not putting pressure on the on the joint.
Yeah. In any way.
So it's a miracle. I mean,
It is.
We've seen so many situations, and the fact that is it swollen today?
No, maybe I can show it. Let's see. You can see. Maybe can you see?
No.
Fingers? No.
I see your fingers. There. Now we can hear. Yep.
Yes.
Sorry.
And let's also see. For people who are watching. Go into our Facebook group, for our class, for the T-Touch for You class, because right after this happened, Karen posted talking about this with a picture. It was kind of hard to see that it was her knee. We can't quite see your knee.
We did for a moment there.
Yeah.
Here?
There.
And
it looks so different.
It's so much better than Saturday. Oh my God.
It is. It is nearly not swollen. In the beginning, it was a swelling, I would say 2 inches wide and 2 inches high, like a little blob something, like a little.
They can go to the Facebook page and see it's dramatically different between 2 days.
Yeah. Yeah, and I can move it in every direction, no problem at all. And I can walk and I can run. Everything is fine. Well, yeah, it's really
Saturday,
Sunday. Thank you so much, because this is one of the things that we find in this concept that we have of creating the world and the humanity we crave through the great way of T-Touch, with the intention of remembering, coming together, acknowledging this divine consciousness in every cell in our body. That we have this capacity to help ourselves in this way. Because normally you feel helpless. And this gives us an opportunity to help ourselves in this way. Instead of saying, oh no, I've got to go and take this or that. And of course, I have to say, this never replaces. If you think there's any chance that something is broken, you want to know that. you know, this is where it's important to get medical support. Of course, it never replaces a doctor or medical support. But in this case, what can they do, right?
Look what you right. And it was a little special because I was all alone at our area. My parents were not there. My husband were not there. I was all alone. And I thought, okay, I do the ear work. I won't collapse. Everything is fine. And it was
Hold on just one second. Because we haven't talked. We've just mentioned ear work. And the ear work that we're going to be coming in the next immersion, this can bring you out of shock or keep you out of shock. And I'm going to mention it here again. It can save a life. And we have dramatic situations of Pam Woolley falling out of a hayloft and lying there. Christine Schwartz being knocked down and having her shoulder dislocated and out freezing and not able to move, and having the ear work to keep you out of shock or help another person who's been injured, just what I'm doing here, keep you out of shock. And we're going to be talking about this and bring Eleanor in, because Eleanor and I, after all these years of doing this, discovered something a couple of years ago, why this works to bring you out of shock. And Eleanor is the queen of the vagal nerve connection to the whole heart gut area. So this really, I'm going to put this in here because you reached for your ears, you were alone, you couldn't have gone into shock if you hadn't.
Yeah, right.
If you were another person, you were afraid and you go into that place of fear, but this work, this teaching keeps you in a place that you can stay present and connect to that divine wisdom.
And so in the beginning, when I started to T-touch, my knee, it felt numb. There were no feeling when I do the T-touch. I only felt my fingers, not the knee, and especially not the patella. It felt like you always say, othering. It was not a part of the body. And talking to the cells, I felt the cells started to trust again. They started to come back. And now it's completely like it was before.
And that feeling of trust is the activation of the oxytocin. And we're really going to be talking about that in the next class. Now we have only about 8 minutes left in this video. So I want to point out what we talked about. Thank you so much, Erin. What we talked about was the body blessing. And with the blessing, just let's review. You're going to be, there's some sound here, Erin. Can you mute yourself, please? There's a lot of sound. And can we handle this screen? Sorry. So with the body blessing, what we do is, just to review, is to give thanks to all parts of the body. It's not looking for the parts that don't work or are the very best. It's just giving thanks to every part. And I'm careful that I support the weight of my own hand on the top of my hair to start with. So I'm just feeling the hair, 1 1/4 circles, smile, and thank you. Thank you, my hair. Ah, thank you, ears. Oh, thank you, my neck that I can turn you in all directions. Thank you, my shoulders that you carry so much. Now, I go down and I do every part of my body like this, and I consciously say thank you, elbow, thank you, wrist, that's so phenomenal after breaking in 2 places. Thank you, my hands, no matter what is going on with your hands. And please, because I know there are several of you here who can't even reach those areas due to other issues that are going on with you, just follow that as though you can do it. Just imagine it from a distance and go in and I thank my heart. I thank all those positive bacteria, and I ask any others that don't belong there to please No. Dissipate. No, I do my ribs and my hips and all, just thank you, all the way down. You can do it lying in bed. You can do it in the shower. Then you imagine or you do the other side. Now, what we talked about was also the Pono and Pilakia. That's another exercise we're asking you to do now in this time between now and the next class, so that you have a list of the Pono, which is a Hawaiian word for a state of excellence, all the things you love about yourself and your body, and that divine being you are. And then, yeah, you write down some of those, as many as you want, and do find them. And if any of you need help finding them, I'd be happy if you would email me. I would love to discuss that with you. And then the Pilakia. Pilakia means a state of drama or trauma. And we're looking out for the areas of the body that cause issues, that cause you not to be able to be in that state of great gratitude and excellence. And you list them, and then you start working with them and just talking to them. You may not be able to even come near, not able to be able to touch an area. Ask yourself for permission to stay. How far away does that body want you to be, actually, from it? And I've worked with people who've had major surgery, huge surgeries where they were certain they were going to die, but they lived. And the fact is, years later, they cannot touch that area. And by working and asking permission of the cells and really listening, I want you like, man, I want my hand like 8 inches, 10 inches away. Where can I actually find the areas that my body say, I trust you to come there? And you can release that fear of that death that you're close to because of major trauma. And we have some really beautiful cases, which I really want to write about some of those. So in this, one of the things that we started, the reason we had this idea of coming together in this way, is because Eleanor had so many people who were reaching out to her for help, and in this time of chaos and didn't know what to do. And so she asked me, and we started collaborating, the three of us, and talking about how can we, in this time of chaos, help ourselves? Because we can only be the change we want to see in the world. And one of the things that has kept me going in some this deep trouble that we're on in the planet is this basic concept. And if it speaks to you, yeah, consider writing it down and practicing it. I'm not just a human being with a soul. I am a soul living the human experience. Now, what I add to this, I am so blessed to be conscious of this, and the fact that we are now, all of us, and we have over 80 in this class, recognizing that each one of us, that this vehicle that houses our soul, actually, is like our universe. And what keeps all those 100 trillion cells communicating is that divine spark, that source consciousness within every cell in our body. And oh my goodness, when we start connecting and remembering who we are as one with divine spirit, we make a difference on the whole planet. And I want to bring to this point these words of Greg Braden in his book, The Spontaneous Healing of Belief, that every thought we have makes a difference on the whole planet. Every feeling that we have. every emotion that we feel and every belief we carry. That makes a difference to our universe, and because we are all connected through divine spirit to all that is. Connected to the trees, to the sky, to the stones, to the animals, to each other. And this is just a gift. And I would love, we have just 2 minutes left, right? And I would like to invite Sandy and Eleanor each just to bring your, what inspiration do you want to leave everyone with in this special recording that we got to do together and with Karen?
For me, it is this place of what can we do when things arise? It's twofold. When something arises and you might otherwise have felt helpless, like this example with Karen is such an amazing example of that. And the other side to that is how this can enhance everything from wherever you are. So even when you're feeling good and you're feeling blessed, that you can also be adding this in and amplify that experience and take it, keep going. It's not that there's like this single place to get to, but that you can both deepen and open these connections with this use of the body blessing, with the heart hugs, with any of the touches that we're using. The basic 1 1/4 circle is that I really see it and experience it as this gateway to be able to connect with that divine spark in a way that it makes it accessible. It's not just a thought. It's not just a concept. Yeah. It's that it can so bring you into that feeling of relief, release, trust. To me, that is that connection with the divine. That is the divine connection in our human experience. That's what I keep feeling and experiencing and deepening into and opening into and expanding into. And it's such an extraordinary gift, ongoing. Yeah.
Thank you. And Eleanor, you and I have worked together so many days, weeks, hours since 1979. Give us something to take into these next 2 weeks.
For me, because this work goes so deep, because it dives so deeply into our being, and as you talk about that within our cells, and that our cells connecting with that is divine, that is the universe, then therefore, no matter what's happening in the world, it doesn't really bring me down. It can for a moment, but in that moment, I give myself that heart hug and I ramp up my resonance in my cells. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel happened for me. Mm-hmm. And it then therefore connects me with that is larger than me. And my worry goes away, mm-hmm, because I know it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. Because the universe is bigger than that mankind creates. It is what it is. And it's what created my cells and what's in my cells. And this is reminding me to remember all of me in that connection with the universe, which is greater than. And so when I open something and I see what's happening to dogs or to horses or in politics, in the world, on the news media, anything, it's all right. Because this is so simple. It is beyond basic, but easy, as easy to teach and to do, to make that dramatic of a difference every time I say, thank you, Linda, for connecting, finding, thinking about it, and making it real, and making it so teachable, so easy, and that we are willing together to dive even deeper. And that's the goodness.
Thank you. We've run out of time. Thank you all so much. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Aloha.
Aloha.